Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
I was 19. I had an unplanned pregnancy. I grew up in church, had an amazing family, but I had a boyfriend that I loved, and I started really going to him for my validation instead of going to God for my identity and all of that. So we ended up getting pregnant when I was 19, and I was so terrified of telling my parents that I just felt like they were going to be so disappointed and ashamed of me, and that they were going to disown me. You know, the enemy lies to you and tells you that your life is over and all of those things. So even though I grew up knowing abortion was wrong, even when I was little, we used to actually march outside abortion clinics and pray for life. When I was little, even though I didn't really understand what it all meant at the time, but I mean, I grew up knowing it was wrong. And in that moment of finding myself pregnant, it became a real option for me where I felt like I had no other choice. And so we scheduled an abortion appointment, and I had really gone into kind of robot mode where I was trying not to feel anything and just trying to get through it. I just knew that if I could just get through the abortion, that I could deal with the consequences of a broken heart later, but I just needed to do it. And so the father of my baby drove me up there. They made him wait in the waiting room. And when I went in to do the sonogram, they told me how far along I was. And really all of those feelings and emotions I had stuffed down for the past few days erupted in that room. And I ended up having an anxiety attack and passing out in the abortion room. And when I came to, they had nurses, you know, fanning me, trying to give me a drink of water. And I do believe I had a nurse that actually did care. She said, "You're too emotionally distraught to make this decision today. You can come back another day, but today you're not getting an abortion." And so I walked back out in the waiting room. My face was so swollen from crying so hard. And I just told the father of my baby, I said, "We're still pregnant." And we just decided in that moment that we would just see what happens. We'll just deal with the consequences. If we're going to be homeless, we'll be homeless together. And we had been together for our whole high school, so we already knew we wanted to get married and all of that. So I ended up getting married when I was 16 weeks pregnant. And but with that, we asked the pastor that had led my husband to the Lord years prior. We asked him if he would marry us on that day, and he said that he couldn't marry us because we had sinned, and so that he couldn't bless the marriage. And it just felt like so much shame. I carried so much shame in this like scarlet letter, and we ended up finding someone else. You know, our youth pastor married us, which it ended up working out, but the person that we loved and looked up to so much said that to us, and it was just so hard. And we tried going to church a few times after that, but it's like all of my friends that I would talk to on a regular basis all of a sudden wouldn't talk anymore. And it's like the elephant in the room. People don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry, so they just don't say mm-hmm. anything. And then you're just kind of alone. Even though I got married, I still felt completely alone. But a couple of years later, that pastor did call my husband out of the blue, and he asked for forgiveness, and he said that he felt like it was the worst mistake he had ever made in pastoring history, and he just wanted to ask that he forgive, that we would forgive him. And of course, my husband said yes. But and now to this day, we're really good friends with him. He's a pastor in Austin, Texas, and he actually had me come speak last year on Mother's Day to his congregation. I preached, and he was very open with his whole congregation and told them what all had happened years before, because this is now, it's been almost 18 years ago. And he told everyone, and he said that he felt like he had a religious heart and a Pharisee heart, and he had said that he was really ashamed of what he had done, but he knew that God had forgiven him. And all of us, like, there was just so many just healing and everything.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.